I haven't a clue, the antidote to panel game. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to a brand new series of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us today in the splendid Liverpool Playhouse. Liverpool is a fine old city whose linguistic derivation is an interesting one. Apparently it takes its name from two old English words meaning boggy water. The town is first mentioned in the Anglo-Saxon Chronicle when King Edmund sailed up a creek of the Mersey and discovered muddy pools, who went on to become one of the greatest blues guitarists of the 19th century. Let's meet the teams. They're four performers who I first knew as hopeless beginners, barely able to string a joke together. And I can honestly say that success hasn't changed them at all. They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. And the warmest of welcomes, please, for our lady at the scoreboard, whose skillful hand never fails to get the team's points up. The very lovely Samantha. We'll start with a round called Celebrity Misquotes, or in the words of Oscar Wilde, there's only one thing worse than being talked about, and that's having nothing to declare but my handbag. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to provide some suggestions of things that famous people, alive or dead, would never have said. Willie, will you start, please?
Well, true though it be, Jesus Christ would never have said, "Total bastard shall inherit the earth."
Graham?
Clive Anderson, "No, you talk, I'll listen."
Tim,
Duchess of York,
"Have this one on me."
Barry.
Vinnie Jones, "Violent, moi."
Not open house anymore.
Andrew Neil, "In all modesty."
Oprah Winfrey, "Your private life is no concern of mine."
Beethoven, "There's no need to shout."
Anthea Turner, "I know my limitations."
Demi Moore,
"Tim, I may not be much, but take me."
Okay. Our next round, teams, is an old favourite called One Song to the Tune of Another, but it'll need some explanation. As you might guess, this is a musical round in which each of you will start by vocalising the lyrics normally intoned to a popular song of my choosing. However, the refrain usually associated with what we call the first song will be dispensed with, and instead we'll take another tune or second song from which the vocal part has been removed, leaving just the melody line. Next, we'll play the melody line of the second song, that's the one without the words, to accompany the first song, that's the one without a tune but with lyrics. So, and here comes the clever part, teams. What you're doing is literally singing one song to the tune of another.
Can we just run that through again, huh?
Well, I must say, it is a rather unnatural combination, which reminds me, you'll be accompanied at the piano by Colin Sell. Barry, I'd like you to start by singing the words of "Yes, We Have No Bananas" to the tune of the Star Spangled Banner.
There's a fruit store on a street, and it's run by a Greek. And he keeps good things to eat, but you should hear him speak. When you ask him anything, never answers no. He just guesses.
Wonderful.
That registered 2 on our clapometer. Graham, would you please sing the words of Underneath the Arches to the tune of The Deadwood Stage?
Underneath the arches I dream my dreams away. Underneath the arches on cobblestones I lay. Every night you'll find me tired, out and worn, happy when the daylight comes creeping. Heralding dawn, sleeping when it's raining. And sleeping when it's fine, I hear the train rattling by above. Pavement is my pillow, no matter where I stray. Underneath the arches I dream my dreams away.
Right, it's your turn, Tim, now. Would you please sing the words of Pinball Wizard to the tune of Jerusalem?
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine, feeling all the bumpers, always playing clean. Plays by intuition, the digit counters fall. That deaf, dumb and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
Finally, you, Willie, would you please sing the words of the little Jimmy Osmond classic Long-Haired Lover from Liverpool to the tune of the Marseillaise?
Yes, turn them on.
Carry a long-haired lover from Liverpool, and I'll do any singer's day. I'll be your clown or your puppet or your April Fool. If you'll be my sunshine daisy, from L.A. I'll be your leprechaun. A bridge upon an old toadstool. I'll serenade you till I'm old and grey. I'll be your long-haired lover from Liverpool. You'll be my sunshine daisy from L.A. You'll be my lovely daisy on the mountainside. There were lots of other flowers to the door. The other flowers hung their head. I cried, just the lovely, lovely moon. Hey, what is this sardine looking at?
Well, with Christmas on the way, we're all looking for interesting ideas for presents to enjoy at home with the family. So I thought it might be appropriate, teams, for us to sample an exciting new board game I've discovered, which tests its players to the limits with interesting general knowledge questions about hair. It's called Trivial Hirsute. Everyone starts by placing their counters on the first square, except for Graham, who under the circumstances has allowed a head start. Graham, will you start, please, now? I want you to roll the dice. Now, make a move.
17 the hard way.
Tell me what category you're in. Take your time.
That's entertainment.
Right. What word traditionally comes between air and lair in the Sandhurst entrance examination?
Pass.
Right, I'll give that question to Tim.
Could it be hair with air, hair, lair?
Your turn, Tim. Oh, roll the dice.
So exciting.
Right, and you've landed on
science and nature.
Science and Nature, right. Here's your question. During a full moon, what would you expect to grow all over the body of Sir James Goldsmith?
Edward Fox? Do I get another go?
No, later. Later. It's your turn, Mary.
Yes.
Roll the dice.
Seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. History.
Okay, here's the question. According to tradition, what was it about Judas's hair that indicated he was not to be trusted?
His toupee.
The answer is, he had red hair.
Good Lord.
Gosh.
Judas's carrot.
Your turn, Willie.
One.
Good.
But I'm going to jump about on the spot. No, it makes you feel you scored more. History.
According to Old English superstition, what would it mean if a hairpin fell out of your hair?
It's hairpinning again.
No sympathy.
You know what the answer is?
I forgot.
It means that someone wants to speak to you.
Good Lord.
What, you mean like, is that your hairpin?
Graham, it's your turn.
Oh. Two. There and back. Entertainment again.
During entertainer Bruce Forsyth's little-known career as a commercial pilot, what was his nickname?
I think it was Wiggles.
Could have been the world's favourite hairline.
Hey, wait a minute. I've got to say, your turn now, Tim.
It's just nerves, that's all.
They're like his teeth.
Our science and nature.
Right, Lanugo, Velus and Terminal are all names of what?
Paula Yates' children.
Do you know the answer?
They might be names of hair.
Yes. Barry.
Just a guess.
Five. One, two, three, four. Oh, it's history again.
Right, what did the goddess Juno remove from Dido as she lingered on the burning funeral pyre?
The fire extinguisher.
Or?
Not hair.
Not in its entirety.
Is it one hair?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, it's a lock. I'm not quite sure whether a lock
hair.
Is...
No,
a lock is just several
hairs. Is it audience? No.
All right, Willie, you, now.
Do you realise this pathetic plastic cup cost a quid? That's probably more than the dice.
Shake it carefully, then.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've heard that before.
Three. I cheated. Science and Nature.
What type of shirt is traditionally worn by people living in self-denial?
The Tottenham Hotspur home strip.
Okay, that's the end of that one. The next round is entitled Good Morning Radio. It's a game subtly adapted from morning television by adding the word radio. And changed beyond all recognition by adding the word good. In this round, teams, I'd like you to alternate as interviewers and guests on a breakfast chat show. As you would expect of the genre, the job of the interviewers is to prevent their guests from saying anything of interest. Points will be awarded to the guests for any interesting information they're able to slip in. So without further ado, let's find out who the guests are today on Good Morning with Tim and Willie.
Our guests today are Father Christmas and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Good morning, both of you.
Morning.
Morning.
And I'm the
Which
reindeer.
Of you is Father Christmas?
And why is your nose so red, Father Christmas?
Ho, 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 Tim. Rudolph and I, in fact, travel on this airborne sleigh, which is the only one of its kind in history, which is a unique...
Do you collect any interesting insects?
Only in my beard. Now, I was talking about the only airborne sleigh in history.
What colour is it?
It's red.
Right.
Red, red. With gold trimmings and little cherubs and things painted on the side, a little bas relief. And the runners are pure platinum. And what's also extremely interesting... Great story about those runners.
Oh, yes. Tell them about the runners.
Well... It's an amazingly fascinating place where we actually live.
What a shame we haven't got any more time. Anyway, thank you very much.
It's time now to find out who'll be taking the couch on BGTV with your hosts, Barry and Graham.
Good morning.
Good
morning. Well, over the years on the couch, we've had a lot of fun, actually.
And then the guests came in.
Yeah. And this morning, we're very privileged to have Her Majesty the Queen and Princess Margaret. Now,
good morning.
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 Moms, before we...
Morning.
Before...
Good morning.
Morning.
And to all my people, good morning. And to all my sister's people, morning.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but...
Us are well, thank you.
Before we get to the makeover... I wondered if you had any hints on Caribbean cooking.
Just put everything in that pot.
Yes, that's what we do, yes.
We wouldn't touch it with a barge pail.
Do you ever go...
We wouldn't touch a barge pail.
We don't know what a barge pail is.
Your Majesty, has your facial hair ever caused you... embarrassment in public?
I once grew a 14-inch beard. Don't believe it.
It's just a trick of the light.
It doesn't show on the stamps at all.
Can I sing now?
Well, we were hoping that you'd be out on the weather map with Fred.
I bet you like a flutter on the lottery, don't you? Sisters together at home doing it. The lottery.
What is he talking about?
Vulgar little man.
No, I think we're talking about the lottery where the numbered balls drop. And people win a lot of money for it.
Changes people's lives if they win a lot of money.
Having your numbered balls drop would change your life. I wish it had happened to some of the family.
I don't want to hurry you along, but I'm expecting...
Who is that?
Go trumpet
nice
in waiting.
Littleton, he's going to play for us, eh?
Are you going to sing with him, Dad?
Probably.
We're beginning to sound like Hinge and Bradley.
We are.
Okay.
So, well, Queen.
Time now for the next round. Teams. I'd like you please to suggest some of our more traditional sayings and proverbs that might usefully be adapted to suit certain foreign countries. We're going to start with you, Tim, in your own voice, please.
Thank you.
Spain. There are plenty more fish in your sea.
Sweden. Soft voice turneth away wrath. A dog like this and ill business then.
Willie?
From Italy, accidents will happen in the best regulated families in Sicily.
And in Russia, they say, don't put new wine into old Boris.
In Holland, if the cap fits, you're safe.
In Japan, they say, get rid of these scavenging birds before you bring the harvest in. Rook before you reap.
In France, they say Le Pen is mightier than President Chirac.
In Eastern Europe, they say you can't bloody get out of Estonia.
Australia, love is blind, so brace yourself, Sheen.
Right. It's now time to play that old favourite, Spot the Ostrich.
All right.
This is a particular favourite of Barry's, and he's been nagging me for years to play the game on the programme. Teams, you already have your safety helmets and feather dusters. So, lights out, please, and Samantha, open the cage. Well done, Barry.
I must admit, I have played it before.
Okay, moving on. We now come to a long-forgotten musical round called Cyril, which involves singing the words of a given song, but in reverse order. They call it Cyril because, rather cleverly, this is lyrics spelled backwards. The idea to revive this old classic came to me suddenly one day as I was walking through Finsbury Park, or as Cyril players know it, Crappy Rubsniff. So, teams. Thinking caps on backwards, please, because I'd like you to sing along in reverse to the piano accompaniment of Les Nillock. The artist formerly known as Colin Sell. You know, I was interested to learn recently that Colin doesn't just play the piano. In fact, I have a letter here which says he's recently become very handy on the sax. That's signed by the Haringey Council Waste Disposal Department. Right, Tim and Willie, you're to start. I'd like to hear from you a backwards rendition of the duet, A, You're Adorable.
Adorable, you're A. Beautiful, so you're B. Charms awful, cutie, A, you're C. And darling, A, you're D. Exciting, you're E. Arms, mind, feather, A, you're F. And me too, good look, you G. Heavenly, so you're H. Idolize, I won, you're I. Jill and Jack like we're J. Kissable, so you're K. Eyes, you're in light, love, thee is L. Day all on go, could we be O-N-M? Okay, you're speaking alphabetically, T-S-R-Q, bomb. Complete like my name, you sweet, very, your means B, D-Y-X-U double. You with alphabet, the load on the two funnies, me to mean you what you tell to.
That's the first time I'd liked that song. Your turn, Barry and Graham. Your backward song is Anything You Can Do.
Better do can you anything? You then better anything do can I?
Can't you know?
Can I, yes?
Can't you know?
Can I, yes?
Can't you know?
Can I, yes? Can I, yes?
You then greater I'm later or sooner. Greater be, can I be, can you anything?
Not your no.
Am I yes?
Not your
away get, can I?
She said, bread on this, can I?
That on only, and?
Yes.
Ratter can so.
Can you go, Teddy?
You then hire anything, sing, can I?
Can you go?
Can I, yes?
Can you go?
Can I, yes?
Can you go?
Very nearly always got time for, in fact, but there is just long enough, I think, to play a round called TV Seasons. This round was inspired by those themed Channel 4 seasons that tackle taboo subjects. Explicit programs have recently included drug abuse, weird culty religions, and non-stop kinky sex. And that's just one episode of Brookside. Teams, I'd like you please to come up with some suggestions for the titles of challenging films and other programs likely to fill a late-night Channel 4 season. On the subject of gardening. Willie, will you start, please?
It's a great train shrubbery.
Privets on Parade.
Starring Petunia Clark and Robbie Coldframe.
Lawn Green, Patrick Marr, Claire Bloom and Kate Bush. Not to mention Graham Garden.
Hello, Collie.
Back to the Future.
Laurel and Hardy Perennials.
The Compost Man Always Rings Twice.
And,
Grow Bag in Anger.
Bring me the hedge of Alfredo Garcia.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the Pete Best of Time picks up the redundancy notice of eternity, and the Trevor Jordash of Fate glimpses the garden patio of destiny, I notice we've finally reached the end of the show. So from Samantha, the teams, and myself, goodbye.
Ingle Taylor, Barry Pryor, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton have been given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Paddington and the producer was John Naismith.